What element?
Wooden metal.
Wooden metal. Only those two. Right? So which ones are which?
Well, the yin ones are the which ones and the yang ones are the metal.
Right. So, and what's the direction?
Now, are all the tonification position points the nail points?
But hang on.
So
let's do this one first. No, only the fire or the nail points.
Okay. So what's the direction?
Yeah, what's the direction of the flow?
Of the flow, I see.
For the yin. For the ones with wood nail points.
Towards the...
Yeah, all of them are up.
Oh, I see. The entire meridian.
They either go from the foot, they either go from the foot to the torso or the torso to the hand.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And what about the yang ones?
The yang ones go towards the torso.
No, down to the ground.
Okay.
If your hands are extended to the heavens, right? The yin ones go up. They come from the great yin and go up, and the yang ones come down from the heavens and move down to the ground. Right? So there's this cross fertilization. So there's a dual question, really. One is, why are the wood ones the ones on the yin channels, and why are the metal ones on the yang channels, if there's any significance? That's one question. The other question is, you're really only dealing with two yin fire channels that are nail points and tonification points simultaneously. Otherwise, you can sort of grasp, if you will, that, let's say, for example, the tonification point on the spleen is the five-point spleen two, right? But that's sort of more in the body.
Yeah.
Right? Or liver eight.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So these two wood ones, what's the normal needle action most therapeutically used in the literature?
Yeah, turn clockwise.
In the literature.
Would you ask the question again, please?
Yeah. What are the indications, and what's the hear my full question. What are the indications commonly associated with HART9 and P9? And given the indications, what do you usually do as far as the action that you take at that point?
I would think that probably classically they're used mostly as Jing Well.
And I'm talking indications.
Drain.
Yeah, they drain heat.
Okay.
Drain heat.
Okay.
Right. So.
But when you use it as a tonification point.
Yeah. You're obviously operating on a different basis.
Right.
Completely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not worried about heat.
Right.
You don't even think about it. It's not in your radar screen.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the normal course of events, the wood points are, well, actually it's interesting because for the three leg yin, it's the first point. For the three arm yin, it's the last point. Right? So let's think for a sec. If the tonification point of the heart is heart 9, and where it's getting it from is the liver. The wood point of the liver is located at the big toe. They're both the end. So where's the energy going to come from? Within the liver, where is the energy going to come from if you do heart 9? What aspect of the liver is it going to come from? It's going to come from the wood within the liver. Right? Because the wood within the liver is the mother. Classically speaking, if you look at the circular representation of the five element chart, that's the mom. So it's getting it from the whole other end, if in terms of physical location. It's getting it from the whole other end of the channel in that particular case.
Are you talking about the horary point, or are you talking about...
I'm talking about liver one, the wood point on the liver channel.
Right. So, yeah, okay.
The nail point.
Right.
in that particular case, happens to be the hara point or hara point. So they almost couldn't be further away from each other, could they?
Yeah.
Except there's a circuit. Where's the circuit? It's outside the body. It's not within the confines of the body.
Yeah.
It's not under the skin.
Oh my gosh.
Remember, you don't remember what Yoda said to Luke?
He used this analogy all the time.
he said, luminous beings are we, not this crude matter.
Yeah.
And so the luminosity you can now refer to from Don Juan, from Carlos Castaneda's books.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What did Don Juan say about it? In similar vein, he said, human beings are like luminous cocoons.
So
we are enwrapped in circuits of energy.
Okay.
The chi is all around us. Which is
the classic thing?